What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, it is so good to finally get back to what I do best. That's right, covering men who decided, fuck it, enough is enough, I'm putting on the mask. Yeah, gentlemen, I have definitely compiled a folder full of men who just said, fuck it. Oh, this is going to be grand. Now, let's go ahead and start with this article that was published on the 13th of May. Woman offlined after boyfriend throws her off of the third floor balcony. San Diego Police Department. Yes, gentlemen, this is the first HMT that I get to actually say I'm in the city that it went down in. Oh, gentlemen, where I was up north, it was a medium-sized city, but we didn't have a lot of crime like that. However, bigger city problems. Now, we all know, throwing people off of buildings or off of cliffs, that was an old school way of getting rid of somebody. So this man decided, you know what? She's to push me beyond my line. So guess what? You know what song he was thinking? Fly like an eagle into the future. Yeah. Y'all know I ain't shit. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man who allegedly offlined his girlfriend by throwing her off of a third floor walkway outside of her San Ysidro apartment was behind bars Tuesday. Ah, yes. San Ysidro, the last city before hitting the Mexican border. Patrol personnel responding to a call from a person who reported seeing a woman fall into a courtyard at the residential complex in the 500 block of West San Ysidro Boulevard found 61-year-old Irene Williams suffering from severe head trauma and a broken leg at about 7:30 p.m. Monday, according to the San Diego Police Department. Paramedics took Williams to a hospital where she was later pronounced deleted. Officers arrested the victim's boyfriend, 57-year-old Albert Turner, at the scene of the alleged termination, which took place during an argument between him and Williams inside the apartment, according to police. Quote unquote, at some point, Williams began throwing Turner's belongings over the railing of the balcony corridor, police said in a news release. Then he, quote unquote, threw Williams over the railing onto the concrete below. Quote unquote, I see her around all the time, a neighbor told NBC7 on Tuesday. She's just a frail little old lady. He was big, you know, muscular, you know, he was a big guy. Ah, yes, right there. Right there. Had to go ahead and spin the narrative. Oh, she's just a frail little old lady. He's a big, mean guy. get the absolute fuck out of here with that nonsense. The neighbor said Turner had been living in the apartment with Williams for quote unquote the last 30 days. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, what do we have here? A man who decided to live with a woman. And that gentleman right there, one of the biggest mistakes you could ever make in your life is moving into a woman's domicile. Why? Because you set yourself up for any disrespect that she wants to put onto you. Yeah. Have your own place, gentlemen. You have to. That way, she comes to you, and if she wants to be disrespectful, okay, cool. There's the door. Get the fuck out. But no, 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 no. She's 61. He's 57. She starts to throw his stuff over the railing like a child. Yeah, gentlemen, this right here proves once again, no matter how old a woman is numerically, physically, her mind does not progress beyond that of a teenager. If they were having an argument, they should have been able to sit down like adults and hash out whatever problem that they were having. But no, 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 no. Gentlemen, this is why I said before, have your own domicile. Have your own place. She said, nope. I'm not going to act like an adult. I'm going to act like a petulant child, and I'm going to son you. Mm-hmm. However, Mr. Turner said, nope, I'm not going to put up with that. And guess what? He took matters into his own damn hands. What more do I need to say about this, gentleman? What more do I honestly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Went down to the apartment. Got to give that a 10. Method of execution. The pavement of pain. So I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. There was actually a witness that saw her falling, or should I say, that saw her take flight. I'm going to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, yeah, blunt force trauma, broken leg, I'm going to give that a 35. So Albert, toss up Turner, gets a score of 130. Gentlemen, as you all know, I told you, more and more men of advanced and elderly age were going to start putting on the mask. Why? Well, we got to look back at history. A lot of older men were brought up in a time where women before were not like women of today. Just outright, blatantly disrespectful. So they were more in line to actually hash out problems. However, even the modern day old woman has been infected with the disrespectful virus that is pretty much taking over the vast majority of modern women. Yeah, and for the longest time, women have never been held accountable for their actions. So, okay, when you have a society that refuses to hold women accountable, eventually the men are going to get fed up and start taking matters into their own hands. Hence, you have the series known as Hockey Mask Time. Hey, once again, let's go ahead and be crystal clear about something. I don't condone it yet. I don't condemn it at the same time. Why? Because I'm not the one that's actually taking actions. I'm just the man that's covering it, letting society know, letting women know that, yeah, if you push a man beyond his line, there's a 50-50% chance that he might decide to take, you know, lethal measures to get rid of you. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women of all age ranges, you need to understand something. And let me make this crystally damn clear. The power you thought you have in society. All of this, I'm going to be a feminist and I'm going to just run over the top of men and society's going to be there to back me up. No, all of that power you thought you had, it is going out in 2025. Feminism and the idea that men are going to just stand in line and let you run over the top of us and not take action, not retaliate. Oh, no, that is going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, more and more men have had it with the disrespectful nature that you bring to us. And guess what? When we decide, you know what? Today is the day. There's going to be nobody there to protect you. It's going to be you, him, his rage, and there's going to end up being a carcass. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.